Welcome to Up On Game Presents Coast to Coast, the Some Dude Show.
It's go time.
Hosted by Cuffs the Legend, a.k.a. Some Dude. Cuffs will be keeping it spicy with some of the biggest names in sports, culture, and entertainment. Welcome to the Some Dude Show.
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
And now, here's Cuffs the Legend.
Y'all, Some Dude Show. You know, I had to reach back to one of the homies, man. It's been a minute. You know, I started this podcast, what, 2 or 3 years ago? I've been doing this shit longer than a lot of people, but I had to bring it back full circle, man. Got my boy Kyle Kuzma, 2020 NBA champion, pulling up live in D.C., my brother in Christ. How you doing, man? How you feeling, man?
How we doing, bro?
Good to see you, man. Proud of you, too, man. 2-3 years. That's a grind.
Not to cut you off.
Your marathon, for sure.
Not to cut you off, but I had to throw these on because you Supermax Kuz now. It's a different. we in a different notch now. We in a different plateau.
We in a different ecosystem.
Yeah, bro. We been rocking for a minute, man. But I gotta call you Supermax Kuz now. First question on the Some Dude Show. I want to ask you, brother, what made you want to stay in Washington? Because you had other situations. You know, it could have been a reunion in L.A., Phoenix. A lot of teams was talking, but what made you want to take this leadership role with the Wizards? Because you got a lot of young guys on the team now.
I mean, man, my biggest thing was just really just trying to be able to grow. Like, obviously, there are probably different situations, but there were no place where I could have the type of impact I can on, you know, a lot of young players, especially that we have here. And then also, you know, a fresh start organization, because you got to remember the Wiz that we kind of cleaned up shop a little bit from front office and even a team perspective,
yeah,
too. So naturally, just being in a new environment, somewhere I can grow. You know, you got Will Dawkins coming from OKC, Michael Winger. Like, them dudes are all about development and, you know, developing everybody. So, naturally, it was perfect for me.
You were close to being an all-star last year. Like, I feel like you got snubbed for the most part. But this year...
We just didn't win.
Say what?
We didn't win enough.
You didn't win enough. This year, I feel like y'all got to win some more games for you to get that. But do you see yourself making that leap this year, making it to the all-star game, making your first all-star appearance? Because the numbers are there. But like you said, y'all got to get them W's this year.
I'm thinking I'm making a huge leap for sure. I think I got a lot better, you know, just from, especially at this stage of my career. Like, I'm in year 7. Mm-hmm. So, like, I know what I can do on the court, and I know, like, my strengths. I know my weaknesses. So, naturally, just trying to hone in on those strengths, that's going to make me better. And then having just the opportunity to have live reps. You know what I mean? Like, in-game reps at, like, the things that I'm working on, the things that, like, are now suited for my, you know, priority list on a team. So, naturally, I'm going to get better. So,
like that leap.
Because a lot of guys, you got to think, a lot of guys, they don't get better because you can work out all summer and you can do the best drills. You can do extreme reps, but if you're not getting live game reps, you're never going to simulate it how you really want to.
So what's the best way for you? Like, I see you working with Clint Park. Shout out to Clint and those guys. What is, when you mean live game reps, I know what you mean, but explain to the people what you mean by live game reps. Because I do see the same shit. I see guys doing step backs that we know damn well they're not going to shoot in the real games. So what are some of the things you've been working on to add to your toolbox that you already have? Because you was already a scorer from day one, but what have you added, you feel like?
No, you just said it. So basically live reps is like, also a lot of guys don't get live reps because, like, they're not confident or they're not, like, they don't have that, like, you know, IDGAF mentality. You know what I mean? Like, you have to have that to be, like, a great player or a good player in this league. So, naturally, like, if I'm working on step backs all day, why am I not shooting them in games? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I've worked on this shot, so I have to be confident to do that within a game.
Yes. Welcome back to the Some Dude Show. College basketball is back. NBA is back. NFL is back. And guess who else is back? My Bookie is back. Head on over to MyBookieAG. That's MyBookie.ag. Y'all know I'm a parlay guy, right? I got some advice for y'all right here on the Some Dude Show. My Baltimore Ravens, they looking real spooky right now. MyBookie.ag, they have my Baltimore Ravens at plus 860 right now. So guess what some dude is going to do? I'ma bet that bacon on the Baltimore Ravens plus 860. Head on over to MyBookie.ag. They've been in the game over a decade. And my favorite thing about MyBookie.ag is it doesn't matter where I live or where I'm traveling. I can always bet on MyBookie.ag. I can be international. I can be global. I can be local. It doesn't matter. I can bet from anywhere. NBA, NFL, what are we talking about? MyBookie.ag. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And when you win this money on MyBookie, fellas, when you win this money, because you're going to win this money on MyBookie, but when you win this money, don't tell your old lady. Don't let her know. So what about Jordan Poole? How has it been working with Jordan Poole? I seen the nickname.
Amazing.
I seen the nickname your mom. Your mom called y'all Jordan Poole.
What'd she do? What'd she say?
Jordan Poole and the jacuzzi?
She's crazy.
Shout out to Mama Coos. I don't know if that was going to stick, but what has it been like? Because I feel like, bro, Jordan Poole is misunderstood to a degree. You know, like, come up, super misunderstood.
Super.
So coming over there with you now, you had that leadership role. Like, you played alongside Bron, so you saw the leadership. AD, you saw that. So now you got to give some of that to these young boys, I feel like.
Nah, you know, JP, man, he's super misunderstood, you know, and like you only know what you know, and like you can always have that outside looking in mentality with things. But like for him, like you may look at him and see him at Golden State and be like, okay, he might be a little immature or this or that. But like this dude is like, he's one of the most professional athletes I've been around, like actual professional. Like he's in the gym, like that dude works, like he works on his body, he's focused. Like, you know, we had two preseason games and like we'll call each other after games and like just talk about the game, you know what I'm saying? Not many people are really doing that, like in this era of NBA, and also like care enough to like do those type of things. So like he's super misunderstood. He's so talented, electric. Like he, like I don't know if you saw what KG said, but like just the showmanship that he has is like, you know, box office. You want to see somebody dribble like a Harlem Globetrotter and then shoot crazy threes.
I think that him playing with Golden State under Steph, with that tutelage from Draymond, Steph, Clay, he's bringing some championship pedigree over to you guys. That's going to help you a lot, too, because y'all both have it. Like, you have a championship. Poole has a chip. The young boy that I'm loving that I'm seeing with y'all is Bilal Coulibaly. You speaking of electric, like, I seen him. I seen a lot of footage leading up to the draft. How many eye-popping plays have you seen him make just in practice so far? Cause that's the kid that pops off.
Man,
the screen.
Man, he makes a lot. I remember the first time we had like an open gym and he was in the gym, and I think it was like September. No, my bad. We had like a mini camp in August, and this dude was on the block, and he closed out to the corner three, strong side, and blocked it from the block.
Wingspan crazy, bro.
You know, but he's another guy. He's just like Poole, like, you know what I'm saying? Like a professional. He's been a pro for a minute. He's locked in. He wants to be great. So like he's gonna be there. He's gonna get there. It's just a matter of time and opportunity. Like, you know, when guys wanna be great and just how their mental approach is and how they are inquisitive about the game and you know, that care factor about getting better. Like, he has it. So you know, he'll be there, just a matter of time.
So we live on the Some Dude Show right now. Kyle Kuzma. We talked a little basketball, just to break the ice.
Yep.
But we got to talk about the matter at hand, my God. Like, we both two light-skinned brothers. You know, we keeping the light-skinned coalition afloat. I feel like, you know, the biracial brothers out here, we keeping us afloat, Cools. Supermax Cools. I got the shades on, repping my guy, Supermax. I'm Supermax Cuffs right now, y'all, if y'all don't know. Supermax Cuffs. So before we get into this Drake album review, because I want to talk about the album, the project with you, none other. But what kind of sauce are you bringing this year? Because we know you the sauciest with the outfits, Cools. Yeah, what do you have? You can just give us a little teaser, Cools. What you have coming for the people this year?
I don't know, man. I'm going classy.
Ooh, you've been overseas. You told me you lived three lives this summer.
I'm going classy.
Your words.
I'm going classy.
You told me you lived.
You know what I'm saying? I got, you know, like, just like, you know, it just looked like money, but like
subtle flex. You know, the subtle flex.
Simple. Yeah, simple.
So let's talk about the album real quick, man. I've seen a lot of bullshit on the internet because I feel like we may have listened to a different album than everybody else. That's my synopsis.
Yeah.
I've been seeing backlash. I've been seeing a lot of slander on Twitter for like a week now. So I'm one of those guys, man. I've been vibing in the backyard, Oasis, just chilling, just kind of soaking in the music. You know, a lot of people just rush the judgment. Everybody want to be the first person on Twitter with their reviews. I've given the album a full week, right? A full week. The Highway listen. Have you listened to it on the highway yet?
Man, I've listened to it every day.
Every day. So what are the top three right now?
You know, honestly, because you asked me this question, I actually pulled up the album right in front of me so
let's
I can
do
like,
it.
Really lock it. I could really lock in with you right now. You know what I'm saying? So basically, it's tough. It's super tough because, like, calling for you is crazy,
fire.
Right? But then, like, if I'm on the highway, I'm coming to practice, I listen to Amen.
Amen is motivational.
Oh, my man. Crazy. But then, like, before a game, first-person shooter is ridiculous.
J. Cole, The Crib. Like, bro, this is...
Listen.
Yes.
If I'm chilling in the bathroom and I'm, like, getting ready for bed, brush my teeth, do my skincare, whatever.
Y'all,
Bahama Promises.
Y'all heard that.
Bahama
you
Promises.
Heard how he snuck that in there, doing his skincare. How many steps, Cools? You a four-step guy? Five-step? Four-step guy?
Four.
Some dude
four.
Show.
Four.
I'm a four or fiver. It depends on AM routine. We trying to put the fellas on game, bro. That's what we trying to do.
Listen, the number one thing, soap and water. Soap and water, and you'll be like halfway
home, bro.
That's it. Soap and
how
water.
About Drew Picasso, though?
Drew Picasso is crazy, too. You know, I love that song. I think one of my personal favorites, if you're asking me right now, What Will Pluto Do?
Bro.
Because, I mean, many people don't know, but Future is probably, you know, my favorite rapper, for sure. So What Will Pluto Do is
crazy. I
want to
hear that in the club. But I want to hear that one in the club, in adult entertainment.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I haven't been in the club to do that yet, but that sounds interesting. All the parties is really dope because Chief Keef actually went crazy.
I've never seen this. I've never seen this side of Chief Keef, really.
Nah, yo, Chief Keef. And let's talk about this. Obviously, we talk about this album, but you know, I love hip hop. That's all I do. I listen to music. Chief Keef back in the day is one of the most underrated runs ever. So I just wanted to pay my respects to Chief Keef on that one for sure.
How about Members Only, Party Next Door, masterpiece.
Yeah, that's smooth. That's like that's bedroom music. You know what I'm saying? Smooth, quality. I would say Another Late Night is fire too. Yachty.
Oh man, bro, the chemistry with him and Yachty, like. It's top tier. Him and 21 Savage.
Top tier.
Him and Yachty. Him
top
and Cole.
Tier.
The features on this album, that's why I can't understand why I feel like people got a different album than we got. I don't have the same album as them.
Okay, so let me ask you this. J. Cole, right? Let's just say that's the best feature. Like, I love that song. It's great. First person shooter. Amazing. J. Cole killed it. Number two, who's the second best feature on this?
I gotta say Party Next Door because just sonically, the way that song sounds, bro, like you say, it's nighttime vibes. It's some indica vibes at night, but it is really one of them ones. Like Members Only is, I played that song more than any song on there. If I go back and track it, I'm sure I played that one the most.
I'm not gonna lie, the craziest second feature may be Bad Bunny, and I don't know what the hell he's saying. I just know he probably going crazy, and I just don't know
what he would say. Yo, I tweeted that shit. I said, yo, that Bad Bunny song, it stinks, but I see the vision. And what I meant by that is I'm not really going to play it a lot. It has grown on me, though. But I can hear that, like, in Mexico or DR. Like, I can picture myself somewhere.
Crazy. It's probably going crazy in the DR. Crazy in PR.
Crazy. So, on a scale, let's go back to the old days. The Source magazine, right? I know you grew up with the Source magazine like me.
Yep.
Five mics. We're giving it, like, four mics, right? Four mics.
Okay.
I'm giving it four mics.
What do you mean by four mics?
You get five mics in the Source.
It's out of five.
I'm giving it four mics.
I forgot. That was like 2003.
Yeah, that's way back.
So I'm going to go. Four and a half mics.
Four and a half from Kuz on the Sunday.
I don't even know if they could did that.
You can get half a mic in the Source back in the day.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
Bro, you're the perfect person.
So I'm going to go four and a half. I'm just saying, because, like, you know, Drake at this point, yo, he could put out whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's so cemented that, like, his music, like, is a banger. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's like, oh, it's not the old stuff. But if you listen to the album at the end, he really gave you the old stuff.
He gave you the Take Cares. He gave you the vibes. Polar Opposite, the last song? Like, what are we talking about?
Gave it to you.
You know what it is, Kuz? I figured this out when I saw the reaction that first day or two. I said, people don't like sustainable greatness. It's not about Drake. It don't be about these people. It don't be about Drake sometimes.
Nope.
Drake, 15 plus years. Bron, 21 plus years. The argument is not even about them guys. It's about how long they've been. The longevity, that strikes people a certain way sometimes. They don't like that shit.
It just strikes people because it's like, you know, it's to be great, right? We talk about Drake. We talk about Bron. To be great, you got to be boring, right? And people don't like boring, like doing the same.
Methodical, over and over.
Like, people are like, I'm tired of this, man. But, like, you can't deny it.
I do agree. Tell me if you agree on this. The last thing on Drake. I do agree. He does need to take a brief hiatus and just take, you know, a little decompression, get away. Like you do in the summer, man. We're going to talk about it before I let you go. Like, you traveling. You everywhere, bro. Every time I hit you up, you in a different continent. I know Drake does travel, but he needs to get away, step away, because the best material going to come from them experiences, I feel like. And he just,
1,000%.
Yeah, them experiences. And I think he just needs to get away, sit on a rocking chair on the front porch with some lemonade, soak up the vibes, and then come back in like a year, bro. Or just go through a bad relationship. That's the best music sometimes, bro.
Sometimes you know what I'm saying? It's all about experience in life.
So speaking of that, man, before I let you roll out, Kuz, what is the best country you visited so far? I seen you overseas doing your fashion stuff. Like, what's the best country that you visited and what's left on the bucket list? Where do you want to go that you haven't been?
Bro, I'm not going to lie. I've been to a lot of places and a lot of beautiful places. Obviously blessed for that, but I don't know, man. France just has my heart. You know, I love France. I've been all over. I was all over France this summer. I was in Monaco. I was in Nice, Cannes for a couple of days. Went to, like, some wine country. Was in Paris. You know what I mean? So, like, I've been there a lot naturally, but it's just the vibe. Like, you go to the south of France, it's nothing like it.
Is it just, like, the views, the aesthetic?
It's everything, the aesthetic. Like, it makes you change your aesthetic. Like, you gotta blend in. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes you want to, because you just want to go through it. And it's just like, you know, nice pasta spot here, catch a vibe at the cafe spot, you know, go to the beach, relax, get some sun, go out, good wine. You know what I mean? Like, it's good life.
What's next on the list then? You say you love in France. You been to Switzerland?
I was in Switzerland this summer. That was
fire. I was just looking at some YouTube videos. Switzerland looks like a cartoon in real life, bro.
Switzerland is dope, you know, especially like if you go to like the mountainsides or like closer to like the Italian border where it's like Lake Lugano and like Como is like kind of over there, but more in Italy. But like it's just beautiful. You got the scenery, you got the lakes. You go to Geneva, you got the water there, you got the watches, you go to Zurich, you know, got like expensive cars everywhere. Like, it's a good vibe. It's crazy for sure. But I would say for me, that's tough, man. I really want to go to Scotland. Scotland is up next.
Scotland
is up
next. I've been looking at some wild shit, man. I don't know what it is. I'm looking at Ireland. I'm looking at Ethiopia. Like,
Just wild. See, that's what I'm on, though. You know what I mean? I'm trying to go somewhere just wild.
But you got to think about it, bro. You from Flint, Michigan, and imagine you seeing all this now. That's the dream. That's the dream, bro.
Listen, I'm blessed.
Like, I feel like our upbringings is kind of similar. That's why I think we always kind of vibe. Like, I grew up in a place where people have never seen, like, Miami is a big deal. You know what I'm saying?
Big deal.
Like to Miami is a big deal to people where I'm from. So that's to be able to travel the world and see the world, bro. I'm happy for you. But before I let you go, bro, what's the best piece of advice that you've ever gotten from any coach on any level?
Any coach, like basketball or life?
Like a combination of both. You know how with some coaches, it could be a middle school coach, high school coach. You can hear them. You can still hear them in the back of your head. Like, you can hear their voice. Who is that person for Kuzma?
I don't know. I can give you a great example of something that's a life lesson for me. And I feel like that's the game of golf. You know, I feel
you tapping
like
in?
One time.
You playing golf? You golfing?
Yeah, I golf. Yeah, a little bit. Like, I'm not nice, but I golf.
I'm not nice.
But, you know, for me, I feel like one of my homies, he's a good golfer, and he tells me one time that, you know, this game is about who misses the best at the end of the day, ooh, right? So, like, applying that to life, like, you know, being able to, like, just not really, like, overburden yourself on, like, bad shots, right, or bad decisions in life. Like, okay, you just learn from it. Now just make it better the next time. You know what I'm saying? So, like, naturally, like, that is not giving you expectations in life. And like, you're just more like in the moment when you're like not like living off of those type of things. So I'm gonna go with that.
That's dope, bro. That's a dope perspective. Like having a short-term memory, just keep pushing.
Yeah short-term memory. Like it's okay. All right, I messed up. Oh, I missed this shot. But okay, how did I miss this shot? Because you know, in basketball, right, if I hit a swish, I'm like, okay, this is an amazing shot. But if I shoot it short, I'm be like, ah, oh, man, that's a bad
overthinking
shot. But if I shoot it at the back of the rim, I'm like, all right, man, that's a good shot. I'm cool, right? So, like, naturally thinking that way, you know, it helps me in basketball. It's helped me in life, you know, helped me in my relationships. So, smooth.
So, before I let you go, Kuz, when can we expect the Kyle Kuzma podcast? Because I seen you hinting about it on Twitter. When is it coming? You don't have to tell us the name, the ideas. Ooh. But I think you'll be great for it, my brother. I think you'll be great for it because I'll say this. It's a lot of guys out here that have done way less, right, as far as the player perspective. They've done way less. And they're getting crazy bags with the podcast. They don't know half the shit some of y'all guys know. But you got a lot of layers to you. That's what I'm saying. So those layers is what I'm saying. That could take you to another level. So I'm glad you put that in the atmosphere because we want to see it.
You know, I just been thinking lately, you know, obviously, you know, all that makes sense, but I mean, we'll see soon. You never know.
I'm
putting some thought in.
You never know.
But I do enjoy it. You know, I enjoy the conversations. I love, you know, getting in front of this, talking to you. Like, this is just, you know, conversations about life, conversations about, you know, things that we relate to that everybody do. So, you know, it's interesting.
My brother, I appreciate you pulling up, man. Let the people know where they can follow the Kuz Mania, man. Where they can follow you on Twitter, Instagram.
@Kuz. Keep it simple. @Kuz.
My bro, I'm going to link up with you on the road this year. I'm going to be traveling. The Some Dude Show is going on tour, bruh. It's real. It's getting real.
Man, this guy is different. I love it.
It's getting real, man. So we'll definitely be in touch, bro. I appreciate you pulling up real quick on the Some Dude Show, my bro.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.